Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Juno Baha'i Faith, and they're here to talk about their upcoming event. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Shelley.
Of course. It's great to have you here. Would you each please introduce yourselves and tell me a little bit about how you're involved with Juno Baha'i Faith?
Hi, my name is Kevin Araki, and I've been a Baha'i approximately 20-ish years now. And I've been basically a member only through the Juno Baha'i community. I haven't lived anywhere else as a Baha'i. I learned about the Baha'i faith through some friends who are now gone from Juno, but I've been a happy and proud member of the Baha'i faith since about 20 years ago.
Great. Karen?
I'm Karen Yerkes. I became a Baha'i, seems like eons ago. I was just out of my teens, I think. It was maybe 70, 71, right in there, in Vancouver, B.C., where I'm from.
And Spike?
I was born into a family of Baha'is. I made my own declaration at the age of 4 and reconfirmed again at the age of 15, which is what the Baha'is recognize as the age of majority. So I've always considered myself Baha'i. I've lived all over Alaska and am most recently, as of the last couple of years, now living here in Juneau.
Well, thanks all three of you for being here today. And you wanted to come on the show to sort of invite everyone to come attend a fireside style chat, open discussion happening at the library on Saturday. The theme is optimism and hope, and you would like to tell us a little bit about that. So who would want to start?
I could start, I suppose.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
So this upcoming Saturday in the afternoon from 1 to 3, there will be, coincidentally, not necessarily by happenstance, a true fireside next to the fireplace at the Valley Library. And it'll be somewhat of an open discussion. However, the topic will probably focus on how the Baha'is take this period of time as an optimistic and very hopeful period, where even in this climate of political turmoil, and it seems like divisiveness every time you turn on the news, both television and radio news, the Baha'is still take this time as a hopeful, optimistic time. There are areas of focus where the Baha'is feel that there will be turmoil, and that brings about change. It also brings about a better world in general.
That's wonderful. That's great to hear.
There's no clergy in the Baha'i faith, so it really is a community of people all involved in different ways to whatever extent we can, whatever our capacity is. So there are things like children's classes that happen, for example. There are classes for teens, youth classes. There are classes for adults, and we all get together and learn together. And I think it is a really positive time, which is very juxtaposed with what, you know, we hear. And, you know, if we kind of turn our ears off to the good things that are happening, which is really easy to do, it's very easy to get overwhelmed by the stress and anxiety that we just breathe in every day. So for me, it's not just a lifestyle for me, it is my life. So it keeps me going, keeps me positive.
Anything to add, Spike?
I recently was on pilgrimage just a few weeks ago, and I got to hear one of the Universal House of Justice members speak. He's a member of the elected governing body of the Baha'is of the world. And in his speech, he talked about the idea of planting a seed, right? That has a lot of spiritual metaphor and significance behind it to many religions across the globe, the idea of planting a seed. So if you plant an apple seed, you have an expectation that it will grow into an apple tree and then people can eat of its fruits, and that's a good thing. But there's also an understanding of both hope and patience in that when you plant the seed and it, where are my apples? Well, and then later the seed may mature a little bit and become a sprout. And that's wonderful. And we're so happy that the seed is now a sprout. Where are my apples? And we wait again and the seed becomes a sapling. And, you know, it's amazing to watch the growth and transformation. But where are my apples? And it's easy to get caught in this thought, I don't have my apples. This has been a failure. No, it's not a failure. It's part of a process. It's part of transformation. We have to remember to keep hope and patience in one in each hand at the same time.
The discussion happening at the library on Saturday afternoon, will there be a leader or a moderator? What's the format?
Well, there are members of the Baha'i community that have been somewhat organizing this. My expectation is that there have been people that a Juno Afternoon has interviewed, excuse me, Charles Wilson being one, Zafe Parrish being another, that will also be at the event. And more than likely, they'll be moderating that event. But it's really going to be pretty much an open forum, a time to ask questions. They will possibly try to stay on the theme of optimism and hopefulness. However, if it sort of strays from that topic, there's not a big deal about that. Anything that comes up is probably open game.
What's the hope for this discussion, this forum?
Well, I think that one of the main hopes is that people have a better understanding of the Baha'i faith. One thing that Spike sort of triggered in my mind when he was mentioning that he's been recently on a pilgrimage, that's a trip to Haifa, Israel, which is considered the world center for the Baha'i faith. And the Baha'i faith worldwide is a fairly new religion. And part of this newness, this sort of nascent capacity of the Baha'i faith in its just in emergence in the world, is just having an attitude of learning. And when we go about our spiritual growth with this attitude of learning, I think that not only Baha'is grow, but also people who are trying to learn about the faith grow spiritually as well.
And I'd just like to add quickly, too, that we welcome people from all faiths, people from no faith, people who are questioning, people who are just curious, come join in. Ask some questions if you like. Give your opinions. Let's share some ideas.
Well, it sounds like a great safe space to come and talk and learn and absorb and maybe get a little bit off your chest if you're feeling sort of despairing. So thank you all for coming and talking about it and inviting everyone to come and join. Again, that's a Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Valley Library, probably near a fireplace.
I believe so.
And if someone can't make it to that, will you be doing more of these in the future?
It's our desire. This particular year, this is 2019. And in the year 1819, the forerunner of the founder and prophet of the faith, his name is Baha'u'llah. But the forerunner's name is the Bab. And this particular year is the 200th anniversary of the Bab's birth. So this particular year, Baha'is throughout the world, not just Juneau, are trying to make sure that people feel comfortable with the Baha'i faith, understand the foundings and understand the tenets, and can perhaps allow the Baha'is to proclaim some of the glad tidings of this faith.
Well put, well put. And I'm glad all three of you were here today. Actually, your presence is very calming, so thank you. It's good energy for the show.
Thank you, Shelley.
So Kevin, you, Karen, and Spike, thanks so much for being here, and I hope everyone can come out for your discussion about optimism and hope and the Baha'i faith Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Valley Library. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.